Hey, CDA Miami, welcome to our 21 days of prayer and fasting. Our goal for 2020 is to become extraordinary, and the way we'll get there is through humility, which for us is living for something greater than ourselves. My name is Mauricio, and I'll be narrating today's post written by our pastor, Bobby Cruz Jr. Day 13. It's one of the most intense and drama-filled chapters in the life of Jesus. He's no longer a child. He's matured into the complete knowledge of his divinity. It's only hours before they would come to arrest, sentence, and crucify him. And Jesus, knowing that his time had come, but also knowing that he had complete power and authority, decided it was time to officially address his disciples for the last time. He wanted to leave them the bottom line, the most important lesson to live by. In this moment, Jesus could have chosen to do anything, but what he decided to do, what he chose as the most important lesson, was once again to humble himself. In the Apostle John's description of that day, he writes about how Jesus took off his mantle, picked up a towel, poured water into a basin, and began washing the feet of his disciples. He did this fully aware that they would all abandon him at the most difficult time in his life, knowing that Peter would deny him and that Judas would betray him. Jesus, in that moment, stepped down from being the most important and powerful person in the room to the lowest position, that of a servant. Once Jesus had finished washing the feet of the 12 disciples, he stood up, put down the towels, put on his mantle, and then he asked the disciples the following question. Let's read John chapter 13, verses 11 through 17. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Think about it. The pathway to living a fully blessed life is to voluntarily serve one another. Some people are called to lead and participate in big ministries that feed the poor or that heal the sick. That's an amazing calling. But not everyone has that calling. All of us, however, who proclaim to be followers of Jesus have been called to serve one another. Now imagine not only fulfilling your duties and responsibilities at work or at home, imagine also looking for opportunities to serve somebody at home, work, school, in the neighborhood, and at your local church. The interesting thing is that Jesus says that it's the person who serves who will be blessed, and not the one who is being served. So why not start today to serve one another? Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for sending us Jesus to die for our sins. Thank you, Jesus, for setting that living example of humility and service for us to follow. If you, being God, Lord, divine, and all-powerful, can humble yourself and serve your creation, how can I say no to this calling? I want to live a blessed life. I want you to approve of my life here on earth, and therefore I choose to serve my brothers and sisters. Help me to emulate you. Help me to grow more and more into the person you would have me be. Whatever calling you have on my life, may I fulfill that mission with humility and a heart of service towards others. Put in me a new heart so that I can love and serve as you did. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.